flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
You do that,
points
that.
North, south, east, and west. I'm back, baby. We're back. Got some Z-Pack. That's a game changer, dog. Z-Pack and some serious sleep, that'll change your life. This is B. Mitchell Finley. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening, Mitch?
I'm good, man. You know, kind of trying to get back on track here. It's funny. You get thumped, man. You just feel, like, quite bad for 48 hours or whatever. It'll get you, but I feel a lot better. Excited for the day here. I will confess, because Jeff and Landfill were, like, asking me if I was coming in. My kids have a half day today. And if they had a full day of school, might have been working from home. But there's a tea party scheduled at my house this afternoon, Brian. And I just didn't think the radio and a tea party really would mesh.
Nah, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. You know, they're all at home?
No, they got a half day.
Oh, so half day and then all, nah.
So they'll be getting home at 12:30. We'd have like 90 minutes of the show left. Yeah.
I know one little person going to make sure it doesn't work right. Yeah, yeah. Nah.
When we did the show from my house the other day, just chilling, she almost caused a little trouble. So,
But she's my buddy, though, man.
She's fun, man.
Yeah, that's my little buddy.
She's wild, dude. Landfill writes.
Look at her parents. What the hell you expect?
That's a fair point. I'm fired up. Our guy Thor Nystrom is down in Mobile, Alabama, and he will join us right at 10:30. He scouts the hell out of the Senior Bowl. What I appreciate about Thor, if you don't follow his work, he's a really strong follow in lots of phases. If you're into betting during the season, but he really follows college football at a high level, and it's so easy to get sucked into skill positions when you're down in Mobile, but like what matters is the big fellas, and there's so many
the big
good,
beefies.
Yeah, man. So we're going to talk to Thor about the work he's been doing. If you want to check him out before he comes on the show, it's at ThorKU on social media. There's rumors about uniform updates. There's all sorts of stuff going on out there. Brian Westbrook's going to join us at noon. We're going to open these phone lines up at 1. But, B, Landfill writes a pretty simple question off the top here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the worst sports week of the year?
Not really. If you are strictly a football watcher, yes, it is probably one of those. But if you're a person that watch multiple sports and – you get fired up for the Super Bowl, but all because like if you turn on any sports show right now, they are giving you topics that you probably never would have thought of. You know, This one here, I think everybody thinks, will Jalen Hurts decide the Super Bowl? Yes.
You know, this show, these shows are getting so progressively awful. So I don't know which one this is. FT. So this is First Take. Cam Newton has like a hat.
Cam Newton just wear weird stuff. That's point blank.
I don't care what you wear, right? Yeah. But I saw one of the topics coming up. Mm-hmm. Is Joe Burrow an elite quarterback?
See, the thing about
is that debatable?
Right now, Joe Burrow is an elite quarterback. We all know that.
Right.
But for me, I don't want to hear a damn thing about Joe Burrow right now. I want to hear right before the Super Bowl, for me, and you know, I'm kind of normally just straight-laced, but I'm kind of geeky when it comes down to the Super Bowl week. I want you to break down every little tidbit of it. You know, I want to know which offensive line, where he come from.
Right.
What makes him tick?
That's kind of next week.
How did they fight through something? No, but that stuff starts this week. They start getting little things, then they build it up for next week. So once you get to the Super Bowl, when we get down there, it's going to be something happening on a daily basis.
But the story will
emerge.
But
even this week, like, you know, what, hockey and basketball and, you know, all that. You can find stuff to do. But if you are a straight football guy, it is the worst week. Because everything ended and you hear nothing.
Look at this. This is my boy Jack Kelly. We play golf with him and his pop.
Uh-huh.
He just said he's listening to our show right now. From
out fishing?
I mean.
It looked like he's icing.
My guess is he's hunting.
But that's on the water, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's ducks and geese.
Okay.
That's where you go.
If I'm the dog today, I am a boycott. I'm not jumping in that damn water. What the hell's wrong with you? You jump in the water, Jack.
That dog loves the water, man. But it's
you shoot a duck, boom, and your dog go like, yeah. Go ahead, get it.
I would love nuanced conversation about the Super Bowl matchup. I'm not sure will Jalen Hurts decide the Super Bowl is the nuanced conversation you're looking for. But when I saw, is Joe Burrow an elite quarterback?
See, sometimes you can ask stupid questions. That question is already answered. You know the answer to that.
So
hell yeah, he's won.
Here's the truth. This is not the worst sports week of the year or even close to it, but it feels awful because you have the withdrawal of football.
Yeah,
you recognize like, oh, man, there's no football.
Yeah, I'm with that.
If you want to convince yourself that the Pro Bowl is cool, then enjoy that, please.
They started showing that stuff last night, right?
Well, I think
I don't think I saw anything, but I know I didn't see anything. I was on the treadmill, and a thing popped up on a little, what's it called, that the games start tonight. And I didn't get off the treadmill to go look for it.
What all is included in the Pro Bowl games?
They have flag football. They have some video games. They have dodgeball. A few other little stuff. But
I guess there was some stuff last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It said that last night. So, but when I got off the treadmill, you know what I did? I went and I turned to the golf channel.
Yeah,
for Pebble. I much watched golf. And I saw a hole in one last night, too.
Lowry.
Yeah.
I
like that. And then Condoleezza Rice, woman can play some golf. She loves golf, too. I did not care to
watch. She's a member at Augusta.
I didn't care to watch any of those games like that because, let's be real, man. If you are a football nut, you want to see football. You don't want to see guys running around playing dodgeball and all that crap. I don't care about that.
The quarterback stuff's kind of interesting, although I didn't watch a second of it. So apparently, this is from NFL.com. And, hey, man, you got to hype up your own products. Everybody come to 106.7 The Fan Live tonight. But apparently Jared Goff looked good in the
Jared Goff looked good in the
Pro Bowl game skills
competition. He looks good in football games, too.
Yeah.
Until he gets pressure on him.
Quinnen Williams won something called the, what do they call this? The big spike?
The big guy spiking the ball?
I think it was like, you know, the big hammer at the carnival?
Okay.
I don't know.
That really helps us.
I tell you what, we need an official Pro Bowl correspondent. Hold on. I'm just going to read this sentence, and then I'll let you do what you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
NFC closing in on three-peat. No doubt looking to flex for new head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Cowboys offensive lineman Tyler Smith caught a ball from the Colts' Quentin Nelson to clinch 3 points and a win in the second and final dodgeball game of the evening.
One finger salute. Who gives a damn about a big dude catching the NFC looking for a three-peat? And then they mentioned Brian Schottenheimer as a head coach. Who cares?
Do you think any part of Cowboys offensive lineman Tyler Smith catching a ball from the Colts' Quentin Nelson to secure the final dodgeball game of the evening, do you think at any moment in Tyler Smith's head, he was like, oh, man, we got a new head coach. I really got to impress in this dodgeball game?
No.
Like,
no,
what
no.
the hell are we Listen, talking man. About here?
See, the world has become a world of narratives.
Sure.
And I think when people tune in, people really want to hear some truth. They want to hear facts a lot of times. But they get narratives. They get personal opinions about this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, they're confused. If they think that anybody care about that statement that you just read, I don't think Brian Schottenheimer even care about that statement. For sure, Tyron Smith doesn't give a damn about that statement. What the hell is
that's
this?
That's an all-timer. You Looking know, to impress new coach Brian man, Schottenheimer. Tyler on, Smith dog. Caught a ball in the Pro Bowl. So I'm trying to move past, like, being mad at the Pro Bowl.
I understand what they're doing. And listen, if I am an owner of a football team and my guy made it to the Pro Bowl, I want him to come back out the Pro Bowl safe. So if this is going to be better, but let's be real, didn't the guy playing volleyball, flag football on sand?
It was sand.
Blew his knee out?
It was a Patriots
running
player.
Back, wasn't he?
Yeah, I can't remember. That was years
but
ago.
Guys can still get hurt in these. And I understand what they're doing. But let's stop calling it the Pro Bowl. Let's call it the festivities, okay? Or let's just say weekend of fun. You know, let's do something like that. Because when you say Pro Bowl, people start thinking back to, like, Pro Bowl.
They've started calling it the Pro Bowl games.
Well, just say games. Just say NFL games. Let's get rid of the Pro Bowl. Because the Pro Bowl remind me of when Sean Taylor ran through a punter.
I think they could do the remember the old, maybe they still have this, but World's Strongest Man? It would be like Magnus versus Magnuson every year, flipping tires. Have some dudes out there flipping some tires.
You know, when I went to the
pushing
Pro Bowl,
a truck.
We had a day where it was just competitions. And then you have to play the game still. So just call it NFL competitions. You're like, hey, you can promote it like this. You know, you all always wonder what the athletes can do other than just play football. Well, we have a weekend to show you. Do it like that. But get rid of the fact of making us think it's going to be anything about real football.
Yeah.
Because it's nothing about real football. NBA, stop saying all-star game and say three-point shooting contest. And call it the whole weekend because that's all the hell they do anyway.
B, half these NBA games are barely more than a three-point shooting contest.
Hockey is just about skating fast and scoring. There ain't nothing else happening.
Hockey's the closest to it. Honestly, it's
baseball. is home run derby.
Nah, because the pitchers try to show up, too.
Pitchers baseball try to show
still
up,
the realest
you see
one.
A lot of hits hit in our place in the All-Star weekend than you see these pitchers. Pitchers are not throwing as hard as they normally do.
Well, and a lot of guys more and more kind of opt out. Like, oh, it's not my day in the rotation.
Like, what did our J.J. Watt say yesterday? It's a participation bowl.
Right.
You know, when you get to the fifth alternate, the guys that you chose and you want to see, you're not going to see.
So it's not a shot at anybody because I'm not saying, like, I think Drake May can play and he's an exciting young player, but the fact that Drake May is going to the Pro Bowl with Russell Wilson, like, what are we doing here?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So beyond just the Pro Bowl being what it is, Caps played last night. Ovi scored to send them into OT. They ended up losing in OT. I just saw this from Greenberg. He says I think Obi's 19 goals away now. And Greenberg, being Greenberg, is trying to figure out when he'll break the record. And he's got it down to what looks like the first week of April. He thinks Raleigh against the Hurricanes on April 2nd is the most likely, if not the Blackhawks at home on April 4th, or the March 30th at home against the Sabres, or all the way until April 10th against the Hurricanes. I want to be clear. I'm curious if you agree. With something like that, there is, you can't game that. Like, you can't, like, oh, I want it to happen at home. Because you can go 2-3 games without a goal. You can score three goals in one game.
You could love to want it to happen at home, but you don't know. Hell, he might get crazy and have a hat trick on the road one day and get all of them. He could be two away and go 1-2-3 in one night. You think he's going to go one and say, nah, I'm going to wait till I get home and do it. He's going to still try to score.
Totally.
No.
I totally agree. I think, so the Caps lost last night.
Still a good point. Half point, right?
Yeah, for the OT.
Yeah.
I think you get a point. But
a point? Cool.
I think I put on the Wizards game last night.
Whew.
Did you happen to put the Wiz game on last night? The Lakers were in town?
Just like I put on the Pro Bowl stuff last night, I put the Wiz stuff on the same way. I watch Golf Channel.
B, I'm telling you, I think I put it on about halftime. They were down 30. And I kind of checked back in the fourth quarter. I'm like, there are a lot of people that want to take a lot of shots at Bronny and how LeBron got him into the league and whatever. It happened. It occurred. Bronny got to play 12 minutes last night. Like, he is, remember that Pistons team that was really good that won the title? And whenever the kid that went number two, the European dude, so it went LeBron, Darko Milicic, and then Carmelo Anthony. And whenever Darko got in the game, was like the human victory cigar.
Yeah, you knew that they were winning.
That's where Bronny is at this point. Yeah. He's the human victory cigar. They won by 40, 35. I don't know. You can do the math. 134 to 96. I think that's 38. yo, Bronny already getting away with calls. He fouled the hell out of Bub Carrington in the corner and just got away with it. And I don't know why they didn't challenge, but they were down 25, so maybe the coach was like, whatever, let's just keep it moving.
Referees have lives to live too, JP.
Yeah.
The ref like, I'm not calling this crap. I got to get some more seconds. Let's get this game over with.
It's
this
funny.
This is garbage.
I was listening to...
I'm watching trash.
I was listening to Van Pelt's podcast the other day, and Stanford Steve was saying how he watches the Wizards games and that they're a good watch because they play hard. And I agree with him. Like, I enjoy watching these Wizards teams, but it's hard to reconcile, B. They do play hard. Like, I like the way Keith has them playing. Brian, they're 6-41.
Yeah.
Do you know what? How many in a row they've lost right now?
I don't even care to know how many lost. But I can tell you this: this is
16 in a row.
This is where things happen. Now they are coaching and game planning to lose, and I know those players cannot really deal with that. Because, like, I guarantee, if you really watch the game, there ain't no coaching and no game planning to try to figure something out, you know?
I think they're trying to develop young players, but you're right. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, but that is that. Listen, man, that can be tough on the psyche, dude.
Sure.
We discuss mental health ad nauseum these days. Hell, if those players aren't mentally strong, they're going to be messed up by the time they start winning.
B, their road record is 1-21.
You know what, man?
It's the assignment. It's what we all ask for.
Listen, bro. I know they have some astronomical point spreads against them, but if you just take the other team with the points, you could probably change your lifestyle these days, man.
What was it
yesterday, Landfill? 16.5, something like that? And they lost by 44, you said? 46? Or 42, whatever it was?
It was a lot.
That's a lot of damn points, man.
We're going to get to Thor live from Mobile, Alabama in just a minute. I did want to take a minute, and I'm sure you guys addressed this yesterday. I wasn't here. I will often mention my ride downtown is Rock Creek Parkway down below the Kennedy Center and around Memorial Bridge. And there are a lot of days where I'm reminded how beautiful of a stark reminder of how awful everything from Wednesday night was. And I texted with some folks. Have you seen, you know, there were all these ice skating folks on that plane.
Yeah, 14 total.
Awful. And, you know, the Ashburn Ice House is right there.
I heard one little young lady went to a school not far from my house.
Dude, so the Ashburn Ice House, which is right there by Commander's Park. I mean, it's right around the corner by that Shell station. And I know some folks that play hockey there. They're involved in the impact this is making on that. And it's just, it's crazy when these things become so local. And it just driving by there and seeing everything this morning was just such a stark reminder of how precious life is. And gosh, our thoughts and prayers are just there for everyone involved, and just so sad. And you
keep
hope
you focus on that too, not on the other stupidity that's popping up.
Seriously. All right, when we come back, we're going to Mobile, Alabama. Nobody go anywhere.